In Cuba, the Communist Party Congress wrapped up a four-day meeting yesterday, and here are a couple takeaways. Cuba's leadership will not change anytime soon, nor will the government's political or economic plans for the future. And there was a rare appearance by Fidel Castro, apparently to emphasize that the old guard remains firmly in control. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Seated and wearing a bright blue athletic jacket, Fidel Castro spoke before more than 1,000 Communist Party delegates.
Pronto deberé cumplir 90 años.
Soon I'll be 90 years old, said Castro, in what will in all likelihood be his last address to Cuba's once every five-year gathering of the party faithful.
Pronto seré ya como todos los demás. A todos nos llegará nuestro turno.
Soon I'll be like all the others. Everyone's turn must come, said Castro. But he added the legacy of Cuban communism, hard work, and dignity will live on. Castro's surprise visit to the Congress, coupled with his younger brother Raul's re-election as party leader, makes it clear that Cuba's elder revolutionaries remain in charge. 85-year-old José Ramón Machado remains second in command. Expectations had risen lately that economic reforms allowing for private businesses might be expanded and that a younger generation could take over key leadership positions. But Ten Hedkin, an expert on Cuba at New York's Baruch College, says those hopes have been squashed by what he calls the Obama effect. He says the Cuban leadership got spooked after President Obama was widely welcomed during his historic visit to the island last month.
And instead of opening in response to Obama's opening, they seem to be doubling down on the kind of top-down control because they're fearful that this new dynamic with Obama is a Trojan horse.
Raul Castro said as much during his opening remarks to the Congress. He referred to the U.S. as the enemy, saying its methods may have changed, but its goal is still to rid Cuba of communism. Bruno Rodriguez, Cuba's foreign minister, turned the rhetoric up even higher, accusing Obama of launching an ideological attack on Cuba. An Obama official says the administration is not surprised by that harsh tone and that normalization of relations between the two countries will take time. Peter Kornbluh, a historian in Cuban-American relations, agrees. He says Cuba's leadership will continue down the road toward opening up its economy.
Cuba has no choice, and Raul Castro's leadership has been focused on this, but to attempt to modernize and evolve economically.
But the lack of concrete reforms to come out of the four-day Congress is troubling for U.S. businesses wanting to get a foothold in Cuba and for the country's nascent private sector, which now makes up a quarter of the workforce. The sector has hit its limits for growth and is increasingly frustrated and more vocal about total state control of the economy. Aware of that discontent, Raul Castro promised reforms are coming. He just didn't say what they were or when they would happen. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.